Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hey, friends. Thanks for joining me for another weekly episode when I get onto my knees beside my bed and rant about what's happening in my own life, because we are all so much the same, more the same than we are different. And today I want to talk to you about stress. I had an interesting insight yesterday, this morning, about stress. You know, stress is very sneaky. It's like an invisible gas, and we're all under a tremendous amount of stress. We don't even realize what we are stressed about. And so today I'd like to open things up in a way that gets you to start naming your stress. I think when we can name our stress more often, when we can get underneath the obvious and start to name what is really irking us, we can start to discover how to reduce that stress or get beyond it or let go of it, or whatever we can do to be done, because stress is killing us. We know it. We hear about it. We see it in the news all the time. It's invisible gas that is streaming through your home, your office, your car, your communication. The stress is there. It's an underlying quivering in our system that is shutting things down in a way that is really not healthy. So we have no idea all of the different things that are stressing us out. And so today I just want to kind of shine a light on that. And I came to this yesterday when I was talking to a friend and teacher at Verge, and she asked me, how are you? How are you doing? You've had a rough year with the death of your dad and a lot else going on. And so she asked me so sincerely, and it caused me to pause. You know, we don't often ask each other that question and actually spend the time to listen, you know, just think about it. And so she asked the question, and I did. I paused, and I said to her, you know, I'm really good. I'm really well. Things are, I feel much lighter than I have in a long time. I've moved about 6 months ago, sold the house, got rid of the stuff, living in a two-bedroom apartment. So there's a lot less stress not having to maintain a home and a yard and all the other stuff that goes along with having a lot of stuff. So that stress has been removed from my life. Unfortunately, and fortunately, you know, the stress of having my dad be so ill for so long is gone. I feel much more at peace and at ease that he's no longer suffering and that my mom is no longer stressed in caring for him. So there's another big stress that's been lifted from my shoulders. Although I'm grieving, it's different. Third is that my younger daughter, who just graduated in December, is now placed in a wonderful job in a wonderful city and really is living her dream. And so she is more settled than ever than she's been in a long time, because being in college and the uncertainty is stressful, not only for the college student, but for the parents. Hello. And so there are three big stressors that I identified. And then kind of taking it another level, I recognize that my business, Verge Body Mind, has stabilized. We've been hit with a lot of competition, a slowing down of the yoga market. And so there's been stress there on how we continue to maintain and be profitable and thrive in a slowing market. So we have stabilized. So I feel like there's less stress there. So just naming it to her was really liberating. And it made me realize, wow, the last couple of years, I've been carrying a lot of stress. I've been carrying a little more weight than I'd like. You know, I felt a little more bloated and puffy than I like. And I recognize that that is a symptom of having higher levels of cortisol, which is the stress hormone, which wreaks havoc in our systems, and it causes inflammation. It causes bloating, digestive issues, sleep issues, skin issues, and more, weight gain. So just naming that was really freeing, but then it got me wondering, well, what else is left? Because I still have tension in my neck. I still sometimes have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. I mean, there's still stress in my life. We can't live in this world and turn on the news or just turn on your phone without being stressed. So naming the stress, I think, is a really good way of bringing light to that invisible gas that's in your life and to starting the path of reducing it, getting rid of it, dissolving it, dealing with it, dealing with a stress, a truth that you may not want to see. So that's what we're going to do today. And, you know, sometimes we can't see what we're carrying. So taking hold of this and really looking at it, I was also remembering a friend of mine who, also a client, who told me about a recent move she made. And I've known her for about a year. And when I met her, she was pretty stressed. She kind of had that bug-eyed look of like, please help me because I can't handle my life right now, being a parent and working and all the above and all that goes with it. And I just remember her a year ago, and I spoke to her about a month ago, and she had made a big move in her career, and she had moved from a city to a smaller city. And she said to me, in her brightness, I have drastically changed the quality of my life. I was like, whoa. When she said that, I mirrored it back to her. I have drastically changed the quality of my life. How often do you hear somebody say that? Not often. You may hear it said on Facebook with somebody trying to sell you something, their online program. But this was just in conversation, and I repeated it back to her because it was really relevant. When we start to get to the underlying issues, when we start to notice the stress triggers, when we start to name the truths that we're not willing to name, we start to be able to uncover the next step that we need to take in our life. It goes back to that Shakespeare quote, to thine own self be true. It actually starts, this above all. This above all. Above everything else. Above your kids, above your partner, above your work. This above all, to thine own self be true. And as it must follow, as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man. Can we name what has been unnameable, what we're not willing to name, that is causing us stress? Where is it? Who is it? What is it? What is it? Write it down. Write down a long list. I did this morning. I had a whole page. I had a whole page of stuff. I got right down to it so that I could speak from experience. Be real. Talk about your health. Talk about your habits. Talk about your partner. Talk about your children, your housing situation, the city you live in, your community, your group of friends, your parents, your siblings, your outer family members, your work, your hobbies or lack of hobbies, the way you rest, the way you don't rest. What is causing you underlying turbulence in your life? What is the invisible gas? I play with some questions, and I'm going to give you some prompts here, and these help me to uncover, right? Asking questions helps us to uncover, to get down underneath. And one of them is, what is holding your mind? What's holding your mind on a daily basis? I had a friend, my friend Johnny Gillespie, asked me that years ago when we got on the phone, and he knew I was stressed out. And he just stopped me. I love him. And he said, "What is holding your mind?" And of course, I was in the middle of a rant and I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "Seriously, what is holding your mind? What is capturing your attention? What is pulling you out of living?" And so if that question lands for you, go for it. Take it. Run. Where is your physical tension? Where are you holding tension? I talk about it. I talked about it last week. I talk about it almost every episode, is to get down into the body and notice the tension or the imbalance. So I have tension in my neck, my right side. It goes right down into my traps. It's been chronic for a while. I'm doing a lot to try to reduce it, but it's still there. So there's something. There's tension. Physical tension. It's manifesting for a reason. And maybe it's not that I hold my shoulders up. Maybe it's something in my life that's causing me tension to hold my shoulders up, right? So there's always a reason for this stuff. Where's the physical tension? And then what is underneath the obvious? What is underneath the obvious stress trigger of "I hate my job"? What is in the obvious stress trigger of "I don't like the way I look"? Like, what is it? Are you willing to go there? Naming stress is the first step to reducing it. It truly is. Bringing it to light, bringing it up out of the caves and corners of your subconscious. So I'd like to, for a moment, talk about the physiology of stress. Some of you know this. Some of you have heard it. It's really important to understand. When we're under stress, when our nervous system senses danger of some sort, whether it be a real threat, such as somebody cutting us off on the highway, or a perceived threat, such as my boss just called me into his office and my body is now a wreck. So real threat or perceived threat, our nervous system does not know the difference. We go into the same fight or flight. The stress response gets activated through our nervous system and our brain, and we start secreting hormones. The hormones that we secrete, the big three, is cortisol, adrenaline, and norepinephrine. Fancy words. I'm going to stick to cortisol today. What happens when we have more cortisol in our system? And by the way, if you have a real threat and that cortisol level goes up, say you're cut off on the highway, where someone's like up your butt in the fast lane, your cortisol level will go up, but it will eventually come down. And your capacity to regulate that hormone is your level of resilience. So resilience doesn't mean never getting stressed. That's not going to happen. Your resilience is how quickly can I normalize? How quickly can I stabilize my heart rate? When someone pisses you off at the office, are you thinking about it for the rest of the day? Because if you are, you're keeping that cortisol level up high. You're keeping yourself in a chronically stressed state of being, which is extraordinarily unhealthy. So our ability to be resilient is to be able to normalize, to balance, to stabilize those stress hormones, our heart rate. So when we are stressed, our heart rate goes up, our immune system is suppressed, our bone density decreases, our blood pressure goes up, our cholesterol goes up. Oh boy, our heart disease increases, irritable bowel syndrome, reproduction capacity is decreased, and I can go on and on. Weight gain, sleep issues, irritability, my goodness. And, we're just talking about a couple of things here. So that's just the physiology. I mean, that's really the carrot in front of you, because if you don't get a hold of it, and we are all stressed, by the way, naming the stress that I was under for the last few years yesterday with my friend made me realize, wow, there was a lot of that invisible gas going through my life. No wonder why I've held on to a couple of pounds. No wonder why, you know, my skin is the way, you know, I've had breakouts. No wonder why. No wonder why I have aches and pains. So I've relieved myself of a lot of that stress, but I know that there's more. And I want to get to the bottom of it. I want to be able to remove what I can remove so that when I am stressed, because I know I will be, because, you know, the shit will hit the fan probably tomorrow in some capacity. I want to be able to bounce back to a more balanced, stable, coherent way of living. Because I want to live a long time. I got a lot to do in this world. And I don't want to just think my way to my grave because I am so stressed out. So name it, reduce it, try not to fix everything because you're not going to be able to. It's just becoming aware, getting beneath your stress triggers, right? They're not going to magically go away. But naming them will give them some space. And you can talk to other people about what is holding your mind. You can talk to other people about some of the more obvious stress triggers. You can also start to name some of those more underlying stress triggers, the stuff you haven't been willing to deal with. How about that for being fearless? Naming what is, naming the truth, naming what is causing you to shake, to quiver, to tense up. You can lighten your grip around some of this stuff, right? I have been a chronic worrier about my children. It's an Italian thing. It's a condition thing. And over the last 24 years that I've been a mom, I've really been trying my best and becoming aware of not over-worrying, because I can't do anything about 99% of the stuff my kids will do at this point in their 20s. So what you don't want to do is ignore it. You don't want to ignore your stress anymore. Bring your triggers out into the open. Get them out of the closet and invite them to the party, right? I think it's Khalil Gibran in The Prophet talks about inviting the guests. All the guests are invited in. The guest house is his passage from The Prophet, I believe. And I'll find it. I'll put it in the show notes. And he talks about inviting the guests in for, you know, for a chat. The Buddha talked about having tea with the Maras. The Maras are the triggers that cause us to suffer in our lives, the fear, the doubt. So my current stress triggers are right out there in the open at this point for me. And I'm really curious about how I'm going to work through them. I'll probably talk about them in the next few weeks. I want to live at the top of my game. I want to feel healthy and vibrant, clear and open, available. As I start to name these stress triggers, and some of them are health related, you know, some of them are career related, some of them are just about selling my damn book, right? That's a stress trigger for me. How am I going to get my book out into the market? So I'm telling you this all, because if you haven't bought my book, please, please buy a copy. Give it to a friend. If you have a book, maybe buy another copy, give it to a friend. Because it's not easy to share. It's not easy to build a platform. So I'm just telling you that. I didn't think I was going to say that. That just came out. Some of the other stress triggers is just health, right? Just staying healthy as I approach 54 in a month. And uncertainty, not knowing where I'm going to be next year, not knowing where I'm going to be living, right? None of us know for sure what's going to be happening. And so just underlying uncertainty will bring up stress. The state of our country, the disconnect of some people in the meanness of others, you know, gun laws. I mean, I could go on, and I won't. But I've gotten pretty specific, and I plan to continue to name the stresses, bringing them up out in the open to start to reduce them. So last thing, couple of mini wins. When you start to name your stresses, one of the best mini wins to bring yourself back into a more balanced state, shifting yourself from a chronically stressed state to a more balanced state where your sympathetic and parasympathetic systems are synchronized and harmonized, working in balance. Breathing, pure breathing, getting your breath. Take five breaths. On my app, if you don't have my app, they're all there. It's free. On the Verge. Breathing, moving, finding stillness, finding rhythm, being silent. Super easy, free, mini wins to continue to check in with yourself, to shift yourself from stress to rest, from being cluttered and exhausted to being clear and calm. And there it is. I'm working on it. I'm right there with you, folks. Thank you for listening and have a great day. Be well.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.